And now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has reaffirmed Zambia's long-standing bilateral relationship with the United States, emphasizing the strength and continuity of the partnership across successive governments. Speaking at the U.S. Congressional Summit held in Livingston, President Hichilema has highlighted the importance of maintaining and deepening the enduring collaboration. The head of state has expressed optimism about the future of their bilateral relationship, stating that Zambia values the partnership and looks forward to deepening it further. The president has noted that government has implemented a series of reforms aimed at improving the investment and trade opportunities between the two countries.
Over many years, these two countries have worked on our bilateral partnership, and successive U.S. governments have come and gone, successive Zambian government administrations, if I may say so, have come and gone, and like yourselves, you do alternate political parties, which is important for democracy, enhancement of democracy, deepening of democracy. So I think it's important for us to underscore the enduring partnership that has gone through various leaderships, various administrations. And we value this partnership. We would like this partnership to grow, to be deepened.
Planet Gold Zambia says it has embarked on a five-year project to train artisanal gold miners in the country, expressing concern about that 94%, I beg your pardon, of them have no licenses. Addressing traditional leaders and senior government officials in Chongwe, Planet Gold Zambia National Project Manager Abigail Mwailenge says the project will ensure that small-scale miners get formalized. She says the vision of the project is to eliminate the use of mercury in mining, which harms the environment and promotes the right technology. Ms. Mwailenge has explained that the project, which will take place in 12 districts, will facilitate finances and training to ensure that the gold mined is cleaner enough to be bought by the Bank of Zambia.
At Planet Gold, we have a mission to make small-scale gold mining cleaner and more profitable. We have a vision that we're going to attain a clean global supply of gold from small-scale miners. With this vision, this project is going to be implemented for the next 5 years in Zambia. We are hoping that at the end of 5 years, Bank of Zambia will be able to buy gold from miners. Other legitimate smelters will be able to buy gold from other miners. What is important is for miners to access the rights that are required. They need to have some form of compliance or registration. As a project, we are supporting government efforts to ensure formalization.
Speaking at the same event, Minister of Green Economy and Environment, Permanent Secretary Dr. Doughty Chibamba, who was represented by Director Environment Management, Richard Lungu, says that chiefs should advocate for safer mining methods to maximize profits and protect environments.
In this current state marked by informality, making use has become a challenge and has fragmented access to financial and environmental system demands that we do coordinated response, and also we also look at issues of how do we reform the artisanal and small scale mining so that it can contribute to socio economic development.
Meanwhile, Chief Kapota of Northern Province has called on fellow chiefs to use their influence to help shape the mining behaviors of the community and promote formalization amongst the artisanal miners. The Center for Trade Policy and Development has underscored the urgency of reforming tobacco tax policy in light of rising tobacco use and related health challenges across the continent. Speaking at the Southern African Conference on Tobacco Taxation, CTPD Board Chairperson Muketoi Wamunyema has highlighted that tobacco use costs Zambia 2.8 billion kwacha annually in health and productivity losses, while tobacco control receives only 0.2% of global health aid. Mr. Wamunyema has since called for stronger regional commitment to tobacco taxation as a crucial lever for public health protection and domestic revenue mobilization.
We meet at a critical time when tobacco use, one of the most preventable causes of death, kills over 8 million people globally each year. 80% in low and middle income countries. In Africa, despite the no smoking prevalence, tobacco use is rising. Zambia has seen smokers increase from 1.2 million in 2015 to a projected 1.5 million this year, with tobacco related health deaths more than doubling since 1990.
And Zambia Revenue Authority Assistant Director of Taxpayer Services and Education, Mukoka Mlenga, has emphasized that the importance of thorough consultations to ensure well-researched and effective policy development.
This conference comes at a time when many African countries are seeking to strengthen domestic resource mobilization to support growth in priority sectors. The economic downturn caused by the global conflict, fluctuating macroeconomic conditions, and far-reaching effects of climate change have underscored the need for innovative and sustainable financing strategies. Increasing tobacco taxation is one such strategy, a proven measure that advances both public health and fiscal stability.
FNB Zambia says it has spent over 780 million kwacha in prizes during its Visa Spend, Earn and Win campaign, which ran from April 17 to July 17, 2025. The bank today reveals the two grand prize winners, marking the successful conclusion of the campaign held as part of FNB's 16th anniversary celebrations of delivering innovative, customer-focused banking. Speaking at a media briefing, FNB Zambia head of strategic marketing and communication, Kasali Kaingu, said the two lucky winners will enjoy an all-expenses-paid trip worth 250,000 kwacha to the Lower Zambezi for a two-night stay with five family members. Ms. Kaingu has also highlighted that over the four-month campaign, 48 customers each won 16,000 kwacha monthly as thousands of FNB clients tapped, swiped and shopped their way to rewards.
Well, this campaign that we have come to celebrate and announce the grand winners for was designed to encourage the use of FNB Visa cards for everyday transactions while also giving our customers a chance to win and forgettable experiences. And what a better way to celebrate loyalty and engagement than with a truly magical prize. The grand prize winner for this promotion is a fully paid for trip for two of the winners that will, and these winners can go with up to five individuals to an unforgettable trip to the Lower Zambezi.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Government has announced a 17.78% increase in cumulative copper production for the second quarter of this year compared to the same period in 2024. Speaking at a press briefing, Minister of Mines and Minerals Development, Paul Kabuswe, has revealed that copper output reached 439,644 metric tons, up from 373,263 metric tons recorded in the second quarter of 2024. Mr. Kabuswe has noted that 39,477 metric tons of this year's production came from small-scale and artisanal miners. He has attributed the overall increase to improved output from major mining operations, including Konkola Copper Mines, Tansanshi, Mopani, and Chibuluma Mine. The minister has also reported a significant rise in gold production, which stood at 1,777 kilograms, up from 1,364 kilograms during the same period in 2024, representing a 35.3% increase.
In the second quarter of this year, total production stood at 439,644 metric tons, compared to 373,263.9 metric tons production during the same period in 2024, meaning by this second quarter we have increased production of copper by 17.78%. Of this figure, 39,477, which is about 9% of the total production in the first half, came from small scale and artisanal miners.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber.